One, you've now entered the Deep Cover War Room. That's right. That's right. We're letting you in. This is rare. This is rare. A lot of times people don't get this, right? The general public, they don't get a look into the draft war room. But we're letting you in. We're letting you in. We're bringing you into the Deep Cover War Room. And I'm joined by the people who are going to be making the decisions, the movers and shakers. Kerry Stevenson, a.k.a. Kerry DaCosta. Chris Aguilera, used to be a.k.a. Chris Ortiz. He's gone now, so I guess we got to come up with another name. Chris, now that Ortiz is up out of here.
Chris Snoosom.
Okay. I like Snoosom. Slazy Snoosom. Nazi Snoosom. I can't even get the name right. DPP, Director of Player Personnel. That's you. Kerry's the GM, and I'm a humble assistant gopher slash owner's nephew's cousin who they let be in the room just to do some things. But yeah,
you Mike Bisciotti.
There you go. Yeah. So, you know, third cousin removed. all jokes aside, we are here to do our seventh round mock. We were just trying to remember how many of these we had done. I think Chris and Kerry said it was like our fifth one, because I guess we started 2019. So we're going to try to keep it going. I know we've had some players in some of our mocks that they picked. Sometimes we've had some guys that they have not picked. But, you know, it's a fun exercise to go through. And I think that we each individually enjoy doing it. And, feedback I've heard from people, they look forward to it. The bracket show and this show, you know, people look forward to these because they're into the draft. So it's going to be fun, man. And I guess we're going to try to put this out Monday, the week of the draft. We're recording this Sunday night, try to get it out tomorrow. So, you have something to kick off your draft week, a little Ravens content, a little Deep Cover content. And, we'll see how we do. We'll find out. First round Thursday night, but by the time the draft is over, we'll be able to look back and compare notes and see what we did versus what the Ravens did. So without any further ado, it's like a presser, introductory remarks from the GM or the director of player personnel before we start the draft.
No, man, we're just looking forward to a nice draft class here. We got a lot of things that we want to try to accomplish tonight, and hopefully we can, hit everything that we want to hit. We want to keep in mind that, we like quality around here. So, we're not going to be going out here and just trying to plug this hole, plug that hole. We want to be mindful of getting value, trying to find that nice sweet spot between value and hitting all our needs as best as possible. If we don't hit a couple, we're not panicking because, we don't play until September, so we ain't tripping.
That's right.
Yeah, September. Kerry said it perfectly. You take a look at the Ravens roster and look at the impact players that they brought in post-draft. And, that obviously that's not going to happen every year where you just hit a home run with some of these, late additions like they did with Jadeveon, with Kyle Van Noy, with Ronald Darby. But that's just the way that the Ravens operate. And they're always willing to take a chance on some of those veterans who are still floating around. So, just because it looks like a hole at the end of the draft doesn't mean that there isn't a plan to get it filled.
Absolutely. And we've seen them operate that way that you just described, Chris, where sometimes they'll have tentative deals in place with people before the draft. They don't announce it. And then after the draft, depending on how things play off, then you see them, announce a signing or two. And it seems like it comes out of nowhere. But typically,
they don't always work.
Doesn't always work. But some names.
Nothing always works.
Villanueva. Okay, we'll throw one out there. But
that's the one that was on my mind.
Yeah, that one didn't quite work out. Just because they leave the draft and you might say, oh, they're still missing this or they're missing that, to your point, to both of y'all points, they don't play games until September. So, and even then, we've seen last year, even once the game start, they can still add people. So the roster is just a living, breathing thing and can be continuously upgraded at any point. you know. So we're just gonna have fun with it, right? And see how we do here. So two more housekeeping things. So we're using the same time limits that they use in the actual draft. So 10 minutes for round one, 7 minutes for round two, 5 minutes rounds three through six, and 4 minutes for round four. We'll be considering trades, I think, at least in the first round. We'll see about how it goes for the later rounds, just, you know, for the sake of this not getting too crazy with future year picks and stuff like that. We might limit some of that in the future rounds, but certainly we'll consider it at least in the first round for sure, and see how that goes. But I think that's it for the housekeeping. I think we're ready to rock and roll now.
All right.
Get it. We're going to enter the draft. And then once our pick comes, I'll start the timer once we're actually on the clock. So here we go. And we got the board. It might be a little small for people to see at home, but it's up on the screen. Just, you know, zoom your screen or something. I don't know. Y'all can make it work. We're using the Pro Football Network mock draft simulator. Shout out to them, like Chris said, for keeping it free for the streets. Real, that's recognized, right. Real.
$3.99, baby, for the people.
Real, recognized as real. All right. Coming up on the board. Maybe what I'll try to do. Oh, no, never mind. All right. See, I'm the worst person to run this thing. I was going to pause it before we got to the pick before ours, just to kind of see what was available. But we're here. So I've started our timer. Okay. And we'll take a quick peek at the board. But right now, we've got two trade offers on the board. So I'll just throw those out there. The Bengals, little intra-division situation, they're offering pick 49, pick 80, and a 2025 second for the pick here at 30 and pick 130. And then let's look at the next one. Next one is San Francisco. Okay, moving back one pick. They also want pick 130. So they went 30 and 130. We'd get 31 and 94. So those are two trades that are on the table. Let's see. We'll look at who's currently on the board. We're looking at Johnny Newton from Illinois, Tyler Guyton, A.D. Mitchell, Xavier Worthy. I'm not going to mention the quarterbacks. Knicks is there. Keon Coleman, Jordan Morgan, Christian Haynes, Darius Robinson. Number of guys that we like are still on the board. A couple guys who've gone. I know O-line is a big focus. Everybody's kind of thinking that that's where they'll go. JPJ is off the board. Sua Mataia went 27 to the Cardinals. Graham Barton's off the board. All the other tackles went earlier. Cooper DeJean's off the board. Marius Mims went to the Dolphins. Fatanu to the Steelers. So anyway, that's who we're looking at. And we got a couple trades on the board. What do you guys think?
I mean, just from the start, you know, Tyler Guyton jumps out. Obviously, well, let's talk about O-line first. Tyler Guyton jumps out, Jordan Morgan and Christian Haynes, as far as the O-line is concerned. Mm-hmm. Obviously you got, you know, somebody on the defensive line, Johnny Newton, who dropped quite a bit. And then you got, you know, two pretty polarizing wide receivers in A.D. Mitchell and Xavier Worthy. For me, I'm leaning more towards the O-line. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, that's where I am too. We got a couple guys on the board that would definitely help there. So I'm thinking that pick with San Francisco just wanting to move out that one slot. I think that's a well worth trade. To move up, we'll be moving up like 30 slots, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're still going to get, you know, at least one of those three tackles. Now, is there one that you feel like you have to pick at 30? Because the Niners, they have a need at offensive line as well. So they could be one
of those. Yeah, that's true. So, that come up could be for a tackle. Honestly, I'm comfortable with either Morgan or Guyton. People that listen to the bracket show. I I wanted to be higher on Guyton than I am, but I do think he's a really good player, and I recognize the value in that with him and his upside. And with Morgan, same thing. I think I probably like Morgan a little bit more, like his versatility a little bit more. But both of them would be really, really good picks as we try to rebuild this offensive line. So, you know, if San Francisco wanted one, I would be totally fine with taking the other and getting that pick value.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, like, I think Guyton has the higher ceiling. I think there's no question about that. But like you said, that versatility that Morgan can provide, because I think if you draft him, you could bring him in and he could compete for left guard right away.
Yeah.
Like once he walks through the door, he can compete for left guard and then bring you that versatility to play left tackle if something happens to Ronnie. Guyton, you know, he has the feet where he can play left tackle, but I mean, that's just, you know, we don't really know that right now. And then, at right tackle, he's still a work in progress as well. Where you at with it, Mike?
Yeah, I was looking at these draft scenarios, looking at the chart situation, just looking at the point part, because we had a little bit more time on this one, even though, let me see where we are right now. We're at a little under 5 minutes, 4:56. The one for the Bengals, not too far off. I think it'd be 530 points versus us at 662. So we'd be giving up a little bit of value. I think the 49ers, what did they say? 31, that's 600. And then they said 94, that's 124. If I'm looking at that right. Yeah. So that's 724 to that 622. So we'd be gaining a little bit of value with their offer. So, I mean, if you like Guyton, you run the risk, you know, right here. if you move back that one pick, that you lose him. But if you've got other guys there that you like, which I guess you guys have already talked about, if you're comfortable with either Mitchell or Worthy or Morgan, if you still want to stay with the O-line, then, you know, you've got other guys that you'd be willing to pick at 31. So, you know, you might be okay with losing Guyton. And you get that little higher pick, you get 94 too. So, I mean, I'm okay with either picking Guyton if you guys like Guyton or Morgan, or I'm okay with the trade back with the 49ers. I like their deal a little bit better. Even though the Bengals, you know, one thing I should mention with the Bengals pick is I don't know from looking at the chart how to calculate the future value of these other picks. So you get a 2025 second, which is nice. I mean, I don't know the Bengals, you know, you expect them to be pretty decent. So they might be picking towards the back half of the second in 2025. But I don't have a way to like put that in the points looking at the chart right here. So, and we're at 3 minutes, just to let you know.
I'm good with the 49ers trade.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable same. With that.
All right. We'll pull the trigger on that one, and then we'll be right back at having to make a pick because we're only going back one. But we'll get another 10 minutes because we're still in round one. So let's accept that.
Oh, they took Johnny Newton. Okay.
They took Johnny Newton. So Guyton's still on the board. Let me get the timer. Gotta be real with it. Okay, here we go. Start the timer back. Our 10 minutes rolling again. Bengals still proposing the same deal. if you're interested in that again, got two new offers. KC, you could go back one more pick, you get pick 32, and you get a 2025 third, but you'd have to give up 31 and 228. So you'd have to give up 228, probably like a six. Is that right? Or is that a seven? 228 to seven.
Yeah.
So you'd have to give up your seven, but you'd pick up a third next year. And then the last offer, Colts, you go back to 46 and you get a second next year and a third next year, but you give up 31 and 165, which I want to say is a fifth. Yeah. That's a fifth round pick. So you give up 31 and a fifth to go back to 46, which is kind of mid second roundish, and you'd get a 2 next year and a 3 next year. But obviously there's going to be several guys that come off the board in between 31 and 46.
Yeah, none of these are really sticking out to me. As far, because to just for me, like, the rate, I think we should stick and pick here because, yeah, none of these are really jumping out to me. I don't know how you guys feel.
Gary, what you think?
I mean, the Chiefs one is interesting from the standpoint of you're getting that third next year and you're getting the choice of Morgan or Guyton. And I consider both of them to be first-round offensive linemen. So, you know, unless you have a real passionate kind of argument for one or the other, you know, worst-case scenario, they're trading up to take one of them, you take the other one, and then you get that third. You get that third next year.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're losing a seventh, but I mean, the way we're getting offered trades, we might recoup that seventh,
yeah,
or maybe even something better, you know, before the draft is over. So, I'm good either way, but I do see the value in taking that third next year from KC, unless you guys have a lean with Morgan versus Guyton, like a strong lean.
No, I don't have a strong lean either way. I think there's equal questions for both. I think Guyton has the higher ceiling, but as far as question marks, I think, you know, they both have the same amount of worries, in my opinion.
And what's the KC tackle situation? I was trying to think. Are they coming up for a wide receiver here? I mean, obviously, they got some wide receiver issues, even though they brought Hollywood in. We don't know what's going to happen with with Rice. Or do they need a tackle? They don't. Do they have an opening?
Oh, you know what? Let me look.
No, I don't know.
That's a good question.
Because they're coming up one spot, so they want somebody who they think might not be there.
And you know, with the and I don't know how much that's factored into these simulation situations, but they do have the issue with the who's Rice, the receiver they have? Yeah, Rice is dealing
with some. I think they're coming up
for a wide receiver.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Unless I'm just blanking out, and they've got a glaring opening at tackle that I'm missing, because they might. I think who were their tackles last year?
Was Donovan Smith and the other dude that jumps off sides all the time.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
So right now, they have Wanya Morris right now on our list. Mm-hmm. Listed as their left tackle. Jawan Taylor at right tackle.
Yeah, Jawan Taylor.
So they could be coming up for a tackle.
Yeah.
But like you said, even if they take one, if we don't have strong conviction about Guyton over Morgan, if we feel like, hey, we'd take either guy if they were there, then we'd probably be okay, even if they are coming up.
So you guys want to take the KC offer?
Yeah, that's what I'm down for that. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You make a compelling argument.
All right, so let me write this down. We're getting a 2025 third from KC. I forgot about, I didn't even write down the one from the 49ers. obviously,
I think we gave up in that trade. I think we gave up 93. No, we gave up 130 to 130. Get 90.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, 130 to 94. That's what it was.
All right. So,
all right. We'll pull trigger on this one. And then we'll be doing this again. Another 10 minutes. we'll probably get another offer. All right. Here we go. We're going to accept.
Tyler Guyton. Okay.
All right. They took Guyton. Yeah. It was either one. They're either coming up for a tackle or coming up for a wide receiver. Let's see. All right. So, now we got one from the Jags. They're offering 48 and a 2025 second, straight up for 32. Colts, another package here. This time it's 46, 151, and a 2025 second for 32. They really want somebody. And then the Jets. Ooh, look, the Jets coming in. 72, 2025 second, 2025 third, 2025 fifth. They just, the whole draft next year, just give it up. Just to get 32 right here. All right, so these offers, you know, more so the Colts, because you get two picks. You get 46. I mean, you're going back, what, 13, 14 spots. But then you're also picking up 151 and a 2025 second. We just picked up a 2025 third just for 32. But, you know, again, are these people coming up for a tackle? Obviously, they're coming up for somebody in particular. Morgan is still on the board. A.D. Mitchell, Worthy, Keon Coleman, Christian Haynes, Darius Robinson, Conkey, you know, a couple guys.
Yeah, for me, I think we should just stick and pick for this one. Some of these are enticing for the future, but just for the sake of the exercise, I think we should just stick and pick.
Yeah, I agree.
And then you have that fifth round option too, with whoever we pick.
So yeah, so now it comes down to who do we pick? Are we going O-line with Morgan? Or you, Christian Haynes, if you're looking at a guard. But Morgan is there, I guess, probably the last of the top projected tackles on the board, or, you know, some think he's going to slide inside the guard, but guard tackle ability. And then you got the two Texas wide receivers and Keon Coleman. I probably lean towards Morgan out of that group, but I could be talked into a wide receiver.
I lean Morgan.
Yeah, I'm in the same, but I lean Morgan. I mean, overall, the draft is pretty strong at wide receiver, and just looking at some of the wide receivers that haven't come off the board yet.
Yeah.
Lets me think that we're going to be able to get some value or receiver later.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't want to get too cute with offensive line because it's such a big need. So being able to kind of trade down twice and still lock in a guy that should be a first round lineman, I think, you know, we don't want to get too cute.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think Jordan Morgan's being undervalued too, like late in this process. I think he's getting a lot of dirt thrown on his name, and I don't think it's nearly as warranted. I just think it's draft fatigue at this point.
Yeah. Good player.
Yeah. And just like we talked about on the bracket show, like James brought up, like 2023 wasn't even his best season because he was coming back off of that ACL, not even a full year removed. So that wasn't even him at his best. And it's still quality tape, you know. Go watch the UCLA game.
Mm-hmm. Those reps, he didn't get a lot of latitude, but, you know, they had a couple of reps, and, you know, it was a battle, which is what you want to see. Like, hey, if you're going up against a top quality rusher, it's not that you're going to necessarily shut them down the entire game, but you want to see a battle. You want to see a guy that can hold his own, you know, against those top dudes. So, and I did, like James mentioned, I did go back and watch. I think I was telling you guys because I was trying to figure him out. So I went back even further. Like, I was going back to see him against, like, Thibodeau and guys like, and my guy from USC, Tui Polotu. Like, I was going back to watch those. I was like, well, let's see how he did before ACL. So I was comfortable with it. After I saw that, I was like, hey, I see this guy going as a first round type player. You know, is everybody going to have first round grade on him? Probably not, but I think he's a guy that is a first round type of player when you get to the back of the first round.
Right.
When you're looking at the position.
That's an important part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool. Jordan Morgan.
Hold the trigger. Let's go. Jordan Morgan. Here we go. All right. And so we'll get down to our next pick here. Oh, hold on. I must say I'm going to pause it because I want to kind of give a look at a board, like a pick before ours.
What's the second pick, like 60-something?
62,
I think.
Let's see, it should be coming up. Yeah. I'm gonna stop it right at 61. What? I stopped it at 61. clearly I did not stop it at 61. Okay, well, we gotta put the timer on.
All right, so we got some options. We got Rook Arororo. We got Xavier Leggett. We got Patrick Paul. There's a left tackle. We got Michael Hall Jr., Ben Sinnott, Kansas State. Yeah. My Kansas State Wildcat.
Kansas State, Chris Jenkins.
Chris Jenkins.
Jonathan Brooks. Braden Fisk. Brandon Dorlis. Kalen Carson, cornerback. Marshawn Nealon, who a lot of people were saying might get some first-round love. Marshawn Nealon, edge out of Western Michigan. So we got some defensive linemen. We got Xavier Leggett, who, of course, has been connected to the Ravens in the second round recently. Got another offensive, you know, a couple of offensive linemen that we've talked about. Just off the board, guys that have gone, Chris Braswell, Tyler Newbin, Cedric Gray, Junior Cup, Ricky Pearsall, he's off the board. I know James, that's gonna hurt him to us all. Christian Haynes gone, Jalen Polk gone. I'm not gonna go through everybody, but just kind of names that people have talked about. Malachi Corley, Keon Coleman, Cooper Beebe. Man, Leonard Taylor, he went 42, 40. Darius Robinson's off the board, Trey Benson's off the board. So just to give you an idea, worthy, Lab McConkey. So yeah, this is where we're at this point. And let's see, did we get any trade offers? We did. The Bengals, they've really been trying to. So now they're offering pick 80. Yeah, they're offering pick 80 and pick 97. So they're offering two thirds, actually. Yeah, 80 and 97 are both in the third. They must have one from somebody else. Maybe they got a pick from that team. So they're offering 80, 97, and 149 for 62 and 165. So they're talking about two thirds and a fifth for our second and fifth. And let's see. The Browns, they're just offering 85 and a 2025 second for 62 and 113. So for our second and a fourth, they're offering up a third and a 2025 second. So that's the situation. A couple trade offers, players on the board. Let's put this down. Anybody on the board that we think we would pick here before we even go back into the trades?
Let's see.
That we would take at 62.
What are you able to sort it back position? I kind of want to see what the corners are looking like.
I think I can do defense. Oh yeah, I can do it. Here we go. Corner. Looks like Kalen Carson, Wake Forest, Chris Abrams, Drain, Missouri, DJ James, Auburn, Renardo Green, Florida State, Mikey Samristeel, Josh Newton, Andrew Phillips, Kalen King, among others.
Andrew Phillips has been getting some buzz late.
He has indeed.
And then what is the wide receiver board looking like?
I know, Chris, you were a Carson fan, Kalen Carson. I don't know if you're a fan of him in the second round, but you're a fan. Wide receiver board, Xavier Leggett, Jalen McMillan. He's also been getting some late buzz. Devontae Walker, Johnny Wilson, Jermaine Burton, Malik Washington, Jamari Thrash, Brendan Rice, Jacob Colling, Javon Baker. You know, some guys a little bit further down. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that you
could go. It's a little rich for me at 62 for any of those receivers. I'm curious what you guys think of Xavier Leggett.
Let's go back to all.
I can't get all the way there with him. Based off of what I've seen, like I like him, but I'm not passionate about it. You know, I just see some stuff that he has to iron out with his game. But I mean, there's definitely some talent there, but he's a little more linear than than I would necessarily prefer. I think it's some guys, you know, that were probably hitting that third round range that I think would probably end up being more of a value.
What do you think, Chris? We got 2 minutes. And don't forget, we got the trades. The Bengals, you could pick up a couple third round picks. You're going to go back to 80, though. So a lot of players are going to come off the board in 2062 and 80. But you pick up a few third round picks.
I think Chris had to step away.
Okay. All right. So it's between me and you. Here we go. But anyway, like I said, you pick up a couple third round picks, but you're going to give up your current spot, and you're also going to give up a fifth at 165. So a lot of players could come off the board in between 62 and 80. If you're not necessarily crazy about Leggett, I can understand that. I can feel that. Might want to get him a little bit later if you think they had him rated at 51. He's already down to 62 and hasn't come off the board yet. And plus, you know, we saw Javon Baker, some other names that we kind of like at wide receiver. You could go offensive line here again with Patrick Paul, and that way you come away with Morgan, who's got guard tackle flexibility. Paul, another guy who's been a tackle almost exclusively. Or you can start to look at some of those D-line guys, Michael Hall or Root. So I probably lean towards a wide receiver or another offensive lineman at spot. Or, you know, look, I don't know. I mean, corner, it might be a little early, but, you know, Carson is there out of Wake. But you might be able to get, you know, one of those other corners a little bit later. All right, we got 45 seconds, so we got to make our pick.
Yeah, I'm thinking about because the way these, it looks like the corners are kind of flying off a little bit quicker than I thought they were. So that kind of leads me to Carson.
If you're down with Carson, I'm down. We got 15 seconds.
Unless Leggett is a talent. I mean, I can't.
We got to make a pick, man. We got 5 seconds.
Carson, go Carson.
I got to get back down there, get him. Oh, right on the wire. We got him. Right on the wire. Okay. Yeah, you can hear the timer just went off. All right. Woo. We took that one down. All right. Now we got to see. I forget where we where our next pick is. So we got a little bit of time. Let me see if I can do better. Pause on this.
Did we give up? We didn't give up 93, did we? I think
no. We got 94. We gave up 130.
Okay, so we actually should be picking back in the third.
Yeah, we should be coming up. I'm gonna try to pause it a little bit earlier. Right now, I messed up last time. I'm right. I'm hovered on it. I'm prepared. I'm gonna stop it right there. All right, so we're one pick away. Yeah, we got 93 and 94. So we're going to be back to back in here. All right. So let's look at who's currently on board. First, let's look at who's kind of gone first, and then we'll take that because we paused it. So, you know, this is something they can't do in the draft, but we can do in this world. We'll go back from where we were to 62. Just kind of, I'm not going to list everybody, but Patrick Paul did go. Xavier Leggett went two picks after we didn't go. a lot of those other guys we talked about, who were on the board at that point went. Ben Sinat, Michael Hall, Jalen McMillan went, Jonathan Brooks, Javon Bullard, Cole Bishop, the safety, Marshawn Nealon, the edge, Chris Abrams-Drain, another corner went, Ricardo Green, another corner, Roger Rosengarten, the tackle went, Brandon Coleman, man, I was hoping Brandon Coleman would get to us. Big play tackle, but I think he's better at guard. He just went to the Cardinals at 90. And so looking at the board, who's available, I don't think we have any trade offers looking at us right now. So we're just looking at the board unless we want to propose something. Christian Mahogany, a guard out of Boston College, is there. Mason Smith, DTLSU. Kieran, I'm going to butcher his last name, the offensive tackle out of Yale. Dwayne Carter, DT. Tavondre Sweat, DT. Braylon Allen, running back out of Wisconsin, is there. Dominic Puny, favorite of mine, guard at Kansas. Austin Booker, two favorites of mine are there. Sitting there. Bucky Irving, running back. Josh Newton, corner. We just took a corner. Audric Estime is there at back. Andrew Phillips is still there. Your guy still. Malik Mustafa. Safety is there. So, you know, board, there's definitely some options here.
Oh, yeah.
definitely some options.
Yeah, I was thinking about Austin Booker earlier. I was watching him today, and it just kind of struck me. You know, I'm one that I always want to link up a rookie with a vet, and just thinking about his frame, his length, and all of that, like linking him up with Kyle Van Noy. I mean, anybody could learn from Kyle Van Noy, any young player, but I think he would be a nice kind of mentor for him.
Okay. Well, let's make sure he's going to be there. I stopped it a little early. Let's Tampa Bay is about to pick. So I'll let them pick and then I'll put us on the clock. Now, remember, we're in round three now. So now we only get 5 minutes. So it's going to go even faster. And I shouldn't have said there were no trade offers because we're not on the clock. So we might get a trade offer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cool.
But here we go. Okay, so yeah, we did get a trade offer, only one. It's from the Bengals to go back four spots to 97, pick up pick 149, which is a fifth, and you give up 218, which is a sixth. So that's a trade offer that's on the board. We'll hide that. Let's see who came off the board. Mason Smith came off the board. So everybody aside from Mason Smith is still there.
Yeah, I mean, to me personally, I think there's enough value on the board to definitely take that. What was that, 97 and?
Yeah, let me pull it back up. 149.
Yeah.
97 and 149. So we'd go back four spots.
To move up from 218 to 149.
Right.
Yeah, with all this on the board, I think that's a no-brainer.
To take that.
Deal to take, yeah.
Okay, well, let's take it. And then we'll still have 94.
Yeah, still at 94. Yeah.
So we still got 4 minutes left. So let's talk about that a little bit while we got time, because we'll get another 5 minutes once we get back on the clock, since we already know we're going to take the trade. So we'll still be able to get probably one of these players that we like. Somebody may come off the board here, one of them, but you know, we talked about several people coming off. So we'll still probably be looking at the guards or the tackles. We talk about who else? You got some.
So the guys that kind of stood out to me, both of your guys, Dominic Puny and Austin Booker.
Yeah,
they definitely stand out to me on the board. What are the wide receivers looking like?
Let's take a look while we got time. Still got 3 minutes, so we're good. Let's go up. So Johnny Wilson, of course, Jermaine Burton, Malik Washington, Jamari Thrash, Javon Baker still there, Brendan Rice, Jacob Cowing, McCaffrey, Taj Washington, Jalen Coker, Jaquan Jackson, you know, get a little bit thinner.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's see. Yeah. Once we get into the fourth, it might get a little bit thinner there.
Yeah. Maybe. So, like I'll just say right off top, Javon Baker is somebody I really, really like. Yeah. And he's growing on me more and more. So he's definitely somebody that I would push to the top of the list as far as, you know, banging a table for. So for me, I mean, and there's other good players on the board, but I'm thinking Javon Baker and your two guys, Dominic Puny and Austin Booker, are the guys that are kind of, you know, standing out on the board to me.
Yeah, I like all three of those. Now, our next picks, like I said, we got 94. We're going to trade 93, but we got 94, and then we'll have 113. So there's a chance, because Booker, you know, just the way they have him ranked, he slotted a little bit further down. So there's a chance he could get to 113. I think Booker and Puny are both gone before 113. If we didn't take either one of those guys at 94. Yeah, they've got did they have Baker? Let me go back and look. I want to say he was in the hundreds for them somewhere. Yeah, they got him at 144. So there's a chance he'll still be there at 113. You know, you never know, but a decent chance.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's pull the trigger on the trade. We've discussed it a little bit, and then we'll get another 5 minutes to think about our pick. Okay, so yeah, we're going to accept this one. All right, well, of course, we got another offer right away, two more offers, so we'll talk about those real quick. The Saints, we've got, what, 150 and a 2025 third for 94 and a 2025 seventh. So you pick them another third next year, you'd go from 94 to 150, which is a pretty big drop. I don't know if I'm feeling that.
No.
And then the other one is Seattle. You go from 94 to 102, so a little less of a fallback, but you'd also give up 250 and you'd get a 2025 third. We already got a 2025 third. I don't know that I'm crazy about either.
Yeah. I don't care for either one of them.
Okay. And in terms of the board, I don't know, who did they take? Okay. The Bengals took the tackle out of Yale. So everybody else that we talked about. So Booker's there, Puny's there. Obviously, Baker's there because, like I said, they got him rated a little further down the board. So Christian Mahogany is still there. You know, if you want to lean towards more of a bruising, run-blocking type guard, you know, a mauler type dude inside, he's there if you're interested in him. What are you thinking?
So I'm kind of leaning more towards Puny. Above Booker, just because, you know, the offensive line being so vital. And I think at edge, I think there's some guys that, you know, can be had later that, you know, we could work with there. And then Puny, I believe he's one of the guys that hit that, the 20-yard shuttle.
The short shuttle,
threshold.
He was one of those guys.
Yeah.
One of those rare guys who hit that number that Josh Norris talks about. He's also got guard tackle flexibility. So, again, a little bit like Morgan, he's played both. You know, Morgan is more of a projection because he's only played left tackle, but people just look at, you know, some of his measurables and think he might kick inside the guard. Puny actually played guard two seasons ago and then played tackle. So he's actually got both of those in his bag.
Yeah. And movement. I think when you're looking at this Ravens O-line, the rebuild of it, I think it's fair to assume that when you get rid of the vets that they got rid of, they wanted to get more mobility at that position. And like we talked about before, maybe transitioning more to more zone concepts. So I think Puny is a guy that clearly fits that. And like you said, he offers you multi-positional versatility as well. And I think he's a good value. I think Dane had him like second to third round projection. So we'd be getting him, you know, at the end of the third. I think that's good value as well.
Okay. Hey, I'm good with pulling the trigger on that pick. Yeah. You are. Sounds like you are. All right, and we got a little bit of time left here, a little under 2 minutes, so we can kind of kick a little, you know, discussion on the next one, because we'll be picking at 97,
yeah,
and then 113, so we'll have another one coming up pretty quick. But let's just go ahead and pick, and then we'll see who comes off the board. So we're gonna take Puny here. I'm gonna try to pause it. I paused it perfectly that time. Okay, so this is before our pick. Jaguars pick. So only a couple guys came off. Devondre Sweat, James Williams. So Booker's still there. If you want, you can still get Booker going back just a few picks. Obviously, Javon Baker is still there. Like I said, I think you could probably get him at 113. You know, honestly, if you wanted to hold on. So yeah, I guess I don't have to rehash the names anymore. All of the names that were there before, aside from Sweat and James Williams, the linebacker out of Miami, linebacker/safety, are still there. So we can get Booker here if you want, or we can go in another direction. If there's, I'll show you the wide receivers again, just to refresh. Johnny Wilson, Jermaine Burton, Malik Washington, Jamari Thrash, Bendon Rice, Jacob Cowling, Javon Baker there at 144. So like I said, I think he's got a shot of being there at 113.
Yeah.
And then if we just want to look at the Let's look at the edge. If you want to see who might be there later, if you don't want to pull the trigger on Booker here, Jalix Hunt, Javon Solomon, Jonah Ellis, Cedric Johnson, Xavier Thomas. You got some folks down there. Muhammad Kamara much later down there, 187. Gabriel Murphy, the guy opposite Latu at UCLA down there a little bit later. So there's some guards there, but I'm trying to take my bias out of it because I know how much I like Booker. So I'm not trying to like pressure you into the pick here, but I'm like, he's sitting right there.
Yeah. I mean, that looks like really, really good value where he is. And Javon Baker is on the board, I think we can probably get him at where we're 113.
Yeah. 113. So we've addressed O-line. We've gotten two guys with both guard and tackle flexibility in Morgan and Puni. We've got corner in the second round and Kalen Carson. So we've touched on some knee. We've also got, you know, just guys who we think are good players. And then, if we decided to go Booker here, we'd be able to address edge. And then we still got some wide receivers who we like, who we can probably get at 113. So we pulled in the trigger on Booker.
Yeah, I say right. So.
All right, so let's resume this. Unless Hopi's still there, actually. Well, no, actually. Oh, yeah, I was ahead of the game right there. Okay, we'll talk about the trades again. Saints still offering that same deal, 150 in 2025 third, which I really like even less now. And then Seattle, similar to what they offered earlier, 102 and a 2025 third for 97 and a 2025 six. I still not really feel it.
Yeah, neither one. I think we're sticking Pete.
So we'll take Booker. And then we'll be up again at 113, 149, and 165. So we're going to have some picks in the fourth there.
Cross my fingers, Javon Baker is becoming my guy. So I'm crossing my fingers. He slips through to us.
We're about to find out. Here we go. We're going to take Booker here. And then we're going to see. And then I'm going to try to time this pause up again. Looking good so far. All right,
let's go.
I stopped it right before. it's looking good.
It's looking good. I think he slid through. Okay.
Writing down some stuff here. All right, let's do a little board refresh. See where we are. Let's see who went since we picked last. Jermaine Burton, Delmar Glaze, Jaheim Bell. It's not that many names, so I don't mind reading these. Brendan Rice, Christian Mahogany, Spencer Rattler, Josh Newton, Cade Stover, Teron Hopper, who I've not heard, McKinley Jackson, Cam Hart, Jalen Wright, running back out of Tennessee, Kalen King, cornerback that had a lot of buzz coming into the 2023 season, Jaden Hicks, safety from Washington State, and the Raiders take Florida State QB Jordan Travis. So we're on the clock on the board here at 113. I've not started our timer because I paused the board, but once I restart it, I will. And on the board, Dwayne Carter, Braylon Allen, running back from Wisconsin, Johnny Wilson, Bucky Irving, Blake Fisher, the tackle who I like, tackle out of Notre Dame, even though we've kind of addressed that already, Audric Estime, Andrew Phillips, and then your guy. He's still down there. Let's see. Yeah, Javon Baker, still down there at 144. Now, could certainly get him here. We pick again at 149. That might be tempting. It might be tempting it a little bit if we're like, ooh, let's wait till 149 and see if we can get him. That might be tempting it a little bit. So if we really like Javon Baker, no question we could get him right here. We don't like any of the trade offers. We looked at some of the other guys that are on the board. I can't say that anything super, super jumps out. I mean, I know we talked about Andrew Phillips as a player we like, but we got our corner in the second round. Of course, there's a couple of running backs here in Braylon Allen and Bucky Irving and Estime. Mustafa, the safety from Wake Forest, is there. Dylan Laube, little New Hampshire running back, who I think you and Chris all liked. He's there. Yeah,
some good running back value. We definitely gonna have to try to hit that up at some points. So I'm glad there's a few out there.
Yeah, Ray Davis, Marshawn Lloyd, like the run on running backs, those kind of mid-round running backs haven't really started yet. We might get somebody there in the 140s when we pick. Those guys might all be gone, but I'm just curious. Let me look at their running back projections to see around when we're back on the board who might still be there. Some of these guys could slip, so I'm not saying they won't, but Isaiah Davis, Isaac Garrido, Tyrone Tracy, Blake Watson, George Helani, Carson Steele, Kamani Vidal. So yeah, you do run into maybe some of the running, Rasheen Ali, the guy who I think you and Chris talked about a little bit from Marshall. There's going to be some guys there. You're going to miss some of these names that people have talked about a lot in the Allen, Irving, Estime, Ray Davis, Marshawn Lloyd. They're probably going to be gone by the time we're on the clock. Chance they could be there, but they probably will be gone. But also a chance that Baker would be gone. So that's kind of, to me, what it comes down to is, do you take your wide receiver here or do you take your running back here? Because I do think running back, even though, like I said, some of those guys are going to come off the board, if you were to look at wide receiver, that might be even a little thinner if you wait till 144.
Definitely. I mean, looking at the board, looking at the guys, I think you're running low now on guys that offer you, multi-positional, whether it be Z, N, X, slot, whatever. I think you kind of got a lot of guys that will kind of have to stick in one spot more so. And then also just from a overall talent level, guys that offer you legitimately worthwhile starters, you know, maybe not this year, but maybe say 2025, you know, some of those guys you won't necessarily feel good about being starters on a really good team in 2025. I think Baker has that upside where if he hits, he's a legitimate starter on a good team at receiver, you know, your three wide receiver sets, whether that be at the Z, he can play some X, I think. I think after him, I think is a little bit of a drop.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm cool with taking Baker here. You know, is it a little bit of a reach on their board, the way they have him ranking? Sure, but our board is not their board.
Yeah.
So we've got our own sort of, you know, way we've got these guys stacked. So I think that's what we're going to do. I'm just going to scroll. Well, yeah. Here, I got to resume it first. Let me get our time right. Make sure that I give us the right amount of time, because what we're going to be 113, we'll be in the fourth round. Okay. So, yeah, we're still on the 5-minute time. All right. Got all that set up. Let's resume. Let's start our clock. We've got another trade offer. Let's take a quick look at it. 113. To go back one spot to 114, we'd pick up 174, but we'd give up a seventh next year.
I mean, I say it's worth it.
Yeah. I mean, we're falling back one spot.
Yeah.
You're losing a pick next year, but we've gained a pick next year already, an earlier pick, a 2025 third. And we pick up 174, which is bottom of the fifth, looks like. So, yeah, I like that, too.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll be back on the clock here in a quick second. We'll take this. Okay. Only person that came off was Malik Washington, wide receiver out of Virginia, who I like.
Yeah. I like him a lot, too. I mean, he would have been a guy if Baker wasn't there and available. I think Malik Washington, I mean, he's probably slot only, but he's really one of my favorite players in this draft as well.
All right. Well, we know what we're doing here. We're taking Baker. So although our clock is running, we're not going to need much of the time because we know where we're going to get. So We're going. Let me go back up to the top. Oh, I got to go down. All right, right there. We're taking Javon Baker. Okay. All right. So then our next, we're back on at 165. So we got a little gap here before we're back on. It's going to be too many names to recount. I'll pause it when we get maybe one or two picks away and maybe look at the last couple, you know, like four or five that went before we got there. But so far, I like where we're at.
Yeah, so we've addressed O-line two times with two talented guys.
Mm-hmm. Edge, wide receiver. Pretty much a lot of the core needs. I mean, I guess you could say safety might still be one, but we still got some guys there. Again, this wasn't like a – all right, so we are on the clock now. Let me make sure I start my timer. I didn't pause it. We won't worry too much about who went. We'll just look at what's on the current board. One trade proposed, Minnesota offering 157 and 232 from 149. I don't know. That doesn't really move me.
Yeah.
We got a good slot kind of coming up here with 149, 165, and 174. So I'm feeling pretty good with the picks we've got. Okay, in terms of who's on the board, like I said, a lot of those running backs who were there before did come off. Dylan Lauby, running back from New Hampshire, T.O. Johnson, the tight end from Penn State, Jerrion Jones, a corner, Tyler Davis, DT out of Clemson, Laydon Robinson, a guard out of A&M, Jordan Jefferson, DT, Tyke Smith there from Georgia, safety, you know, good solid player. Katan Oladapu, another safety. Johnny Dixon, a corner. Keith Randolph, a couple DTs, a couple corners. Quan Hardy, Kenny Logan, Isaac Garrido, running back out of Louisville's there. So, you know, board is pretty open, right? Right at this point in terms of positions.
And we pick again at what?
165. Yeah.
Can you go to the running backs to see how many?
Yeah, I bet all those guys who were there before came off. Ray Davis.
Oh, yeah. Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only one of that group, like Tyrone Trey. Well, no, he was down to 180, so he was going to be here anyway. But, yeah, the Ray Davises, the Marshawn Lloyds, Isaiah Davis, I guess, Braylon Allen, all of those guys went. Bucky Irving. So we knew. We figured that was Ray Davis went to the Falcons, Lloyd to the Raiders. Yeah, Lloyd just went. He was almost there. Marshawn Lloyd
just went
to the Raiders at 148. So he was a Senior Bowl guy, you know, good solid prospect. But still got a couple of running backs here if we wanted to take a back here. Lauby would be a departure. He would be something different than anybody else they have in that position group right now, because he's got that wide receiver background, something different than they've had since what Danny Woodhead. That's probably how far back you would have to go since they had a back with that kind of skill set. Isaac Garrido, we know, you know what he did in terms of running, in terms of speed, I should say. Tyrone Tracy, the converted wide receiver, turned running back, so he's got a little bit of those wide receiver skills as well, and a little bit of a bigger package than Dylan Lauby. Blake Watson, the running back from Memphis, who, if you haven't seen him, just think about the other running backs that have come out of Memphis in the last couple of years, and it's a similar type of skill set. Can catch the ball, can run the ball, got some explosion to him. And then I bet Kamani Vidal, the guy out of Troy, DeJuan Edwards is still there, DeJuan Edwards. Ali must have went. I don't see him.
Yeah, I don't see him either. He must have went.
Yeah, Monty Bailey. So there's still some solid.
Yeah, Vidal, I like. I watched him today, actually. He's a favorite of Matt Wallman's. And it's easy to see why he likes him. You know, short, compact bat, but has some explosion, has some power. So, yeah, he's an interesting dude for sure.
And he's down. He's down the list a little bit. So we could probably, I mean, again, we're picking at, we're 165 next and then 174. So, we've got about a minute and 10 seconds. So I took us back to the current board. So you can see the current guys that are up there. I think we could probably do this in just about any combination we wanted. We could go running back, safety. We could go safety, running back. Our picks are close enough together where I don't know that we're going to necessarily lose.
Yeah, what are the what are we looking at safety?
Safety, let me get to that if it hurries up. We're looking at Tyke Smith, Kitan Oladapu, probably top two type guys. You got your Trey Taylor a little further down, Air Force dude.
Yeah. What are you thinking at safety? I haven't really studied the safeties all that in depth just because I think that's a position that I honestly feel the Ravens are probably going to address in free agency, scooping these values up. But, you know, be nice to get one in this draft.
Any I think we could wait.
Sticking out?
Yeah, I lean towards Oladapu or I like those top two guys that were there, Oladapu and Tyke Smith. Oladapu, kind of a taller guy, a little bit longer guy. Tyke Smith, think Georgia safeties that they've had there the last few years. He's pretty much cut from the same club. Javon Buller went a little bit earlier. He was a guy that kind of had a little bit of that nickel flexibility too, could slide inside. But Tyke Smith, you know, solid guy. But like I said, I think we'd be fine going in any order here. I think you'll, because like you said, they're probably going to address safety too after the draft. So even if you got a guy at 165 or 174, I think you'd probably be okay there if you had a running back that you really liked. But we got the countdown. Gotcha. We got 15 seconds.
Okay. If you feel passionate about any of those guys, because I mean, I don't really have a lean. I guess I really like Lobby. I know Lobby is a guy that that Chris likes a lot as well.
Yeah. Well, let's do it. Let's do Lobby. Let's go a little bit off the board with the running backs. A little bit different than what maybe people would expect, but we're gonna get him right with 1 second left. So we go a little bit different in the running back room, and then we'll be back up again at 174. So we'll see how many of those safeties are still on the board. There goes Oladapu, so he's probably going to be gone. Tyke Smith, he's also gone. Okay, I don't have to pause. Okay, we're back on the board. Let's start our timer. 165. So yeah, the safeties are gone. Those top two guys that I was talking about that were on the board at that time. Let's see, who did that leave? Kenny Logan Jr. out of Kansas, Josh Proctor, Trey Taylor, the Air Force kid. Also Ed Reed's cousin or nephew.
Oh, really?
He's related to Ed Reed. So he's a guy who I think they had in for a 30 visit. So, you know, I was looking at him because I was like, man, we could probably wait even to 174 if we wanted to take him. Just because of how they have him ranked there. He probably would be there even if we didn't take him here.
Yeah.
But we took running back. So we're good there. We'll take a look at the board overall. Taj Washington, wide receiver out of USC. Javion Cohen, guard out of Miami, the Alabama transfer, started Alabama, transferred to Miami. Darius Henderson, guard out of Michigan. Garrett Greenfield, guard out of South Dakota State. A couple guards here. Hunter Nuzard, the center at Penn State. Tyrone Tracy. Christian Jones. Man, Christian Jones is all the way down here. Offensive tackle out of Texas. I like Christian Jones, actually. He's way down here. So if you wanted to continue to offensive line onslaught, you could get another tackle way down here in the draft. Couple tight ends. We've not really talked tight end because they seem pretty well set at that position.
Oh, Tip Ryman is out there.
Tip Ryman's there. Yeah, he's name, athletic tester, and did some other things. But yeah, a lot of guards here sitting there if you wanted to invest in guard anymore, but also Christian Jones, a tackle. Caden Wallace, another tackle from Penn State. We got 3 minutes left here. So I got some offensive line you could go back to here just to continue to add to that. You'd be hitting the DJ, Daniel Jeremiah premonition where he said he thinks they're going to leave the draft with three offensive linemen.
Yeah.
He'd be hitting that. you know, safety, like I said, when I looked at the guys that were still available, of the guys that I've watched, I've seen Trey Taylor. So, and like I said, I think you could even wait on him a little bit. I've not seen Kenny Logan. I watched a little bit of Josh Proctor from Ohio State. He's, dealt with some injury stuff. Sione Vaki out of Utah, I watched him a little bit. Mark Perry, TCU guy who tested well. I think he was a Shrine Bowl guy, too. Damani Richardson out of A&M. So you've got some guys you could probably get even later into like the sixth round at safety if you wanted to. I don't think you have to go safety right here. I think you could look at offensive line again. That Christian Jones at 181, I just didn't expect him to be there. So, I mean, you could even wait 174. You could go Taylor Jones Taylor if you wanted to go safety, offensive tackle, or tackle safety. A couple, like I said, there's a couple guards there. There's some defensive tackles if you want to try to add another player to that room. I know they got a pretty good group there, but
might be a room worth trying to find somebody else to put in the pipeline.
Or linebacker, actually. I mean, maybe it's a little early, but let me take a look at linebacker. Aaron Casey, Curtis Jacobs, Omar Spates. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I've watched any of these guys.
Yeah.
Other than Nathaniel Watson, who's even further down. I have seen a little bit of him, but they got him like towards the seventh round. So I'm not going to talk about guys I haven't watched. What do you think? Tackle, safety, line? We'll leave linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, the tackle that you pointed out, Christian does Jones, sound like pretty good value. And I mean, just – throwing another option in the room, especially because the previous offensive lineman you took could end up being guards. I mean,
yeah,
one or maybe even both of them could end up being guards. So, throwing another dart there is not a bad thing.
Now, if you say you're in the sixth round and you're going to get a developmental tackle, a guy with traits, I don't think that's a bad thing at all. Not the most athletic guy in the world, but got the body type, got the length, has played tackle, has been a tackle. He's not been one of those in-between guys. He's been a tackle. So, all right. Pull the ball.
Yeah.
Pull the trigger on Christian Jones. And then we'll be up again at 174. See who comes off. Keith Randolph went. Greenfield, Aaron Casey, Cohen. Oh, there's our time. Well, we got to pick in before that. All right. Got another trade offer here from the Bills. They're offering 200 and 204 for 174. I don't know, man. It's more picks, but things are getting a little thin as it is.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm not feeling that one.
So we'll drop that down. All right. Make sure I start our timer. Yeah. We're on the clock. Okay. So again, a lot of those same guys are still available here, in addition to some other names. So the safeties we talked about are still there. Tyler Davis, which is surprising Tyler Davis has failed this far. So two DTs, Tyler Davis from Clemson and Jordan Jefferson, still on the board. Sid Johnson, edge out of Ole Miss. Gabe Hall, DT out of Baylor. MJ Devonshire, another corner. Xavier Thomas, another edge. Little, kind of juice guy, smaller guy, but got some juice coming off out of Clemson. Muhammad Kamara, another edge guy that we liked. He's still there. But Trey Taylor, like we said, that safety's still there. Of course, you got the Avery connection. That's just a feel-good story. I don't know. I don't have any real strong feelings at this point where we are in the draft. I can't say there's any of these guys where I'm like, oh, yeah. There's some guys who I like and would be okay with, but I don't have like a strong leaning in terms of which position we'd go here, because we really addressed a lot of needs. So now I think it's just taking, who you think is the best player.
Yeah, I'm wondering, looking at those D tackles, Jefferson or Davis, wonder if grabbing one of those guys and then if there's enough there at safety, or I mean, vice versa. I mean, they fell this far, maybe they fall a little bit further. Grabbing a safety and then grabbing one of those guys potentially.
Yeah, I think because those guys have fallen where they've fallen, yeah, you're right. There's a good chance that we don't pick again until 250, where they go all the way down.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Same with safety, I think who we're looking at here will probably not be there at 250.
Yeah.
So whether it's the D tackles, whether it's the safety, I think that they're all of those players will probably be gone, even though I want to say they had Taylor at what, 220 something? No, they had him at 189. My bad. So yeah, he's definitely not going to be there at 250. So I think it does come down to, do you want to get your safety here, or do you want to continue to add to that defensive tackle room? I'd probably lean safety just because of where they're at in the defensive tackle room, and then see what's there at 250.
Yeah, I say we stand to get somebody else in that safety room for sure.
All right, so we'll roll with Taylor, I think. Let me just go to the safety board. It'd be quicker to do it that way. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say that Kenny Logan or Josh Proctor aren't better players. They may be, but I'm just being honest that I haven't seen as much of as these safeties. I watched a lot of the guys who have already gone. So we're late in the draft. We're kind of looking around. We're looking at the scouts. We're like, hey, who you got conviction on?
Right. Yeah. We're
let's get the bloodline in here.
Yeah.
The bloodline. Okay. So that's what we're going to do. All right. Minute 39 left on our clock. We're good. And then I want to say this will be our last pick at 250. Since we traded our seventh away. So we'll see who's on the board when we get there. But even with trading that seventh away, again, when you go back and you look at the picks, I'm feeling pretty good.
Did we trade our sixth? Did we give up 218 as well?
We may have, because I don't – that's not – yeah, 250 is the only one that's coming up as our next
pick. Okay. So, yeah, we might have –
so, yeah, we probably did
trade that another deal, yeah.
Yeah, to pick up one of those fourths or fifths.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you're going to be almost at the end of the draft here. So you're going to be in Mr. Irrelevant territory.
Right.
But we'll see who's on the board. And this is like, yeah, where you pick somebody in the room and say, hey, this is your pick. Right. You get to make who you want. Who you want. We'll see who it ends up being. But, yeah, I mean, overall, I think, you know, we've addressed need on the offensive line. We got a corner. We got an edge. We got a wide receiver. We got a running back. We got a safety. I mean, it was a balance between need and I think players that we feel good about.
So yeah.
I kind of like the way that it went. And then let's see, we're coming up here. They're still chugging along through the picks. Mark Perry's still on the board. There might have been a safety that'll make it all the way to 250. We'll see. Let's see. Will he get there? It's looking like he might. Hillman Vaki might get there.
Yeah, looks like at least one of them.
No, Vaki's gone. Well, so Perry made it all the way down there. Interesting. All right. Well, let's look at the overall board. That's just the safeties. I was just curious where they'd go. So a couple safeties there. Oh, your guy, Kamani Vidal. Hey, a little running back competition.
Yeah.
Is still there. You do got a DT if you want to go that way. Jaden Cromitti. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Out of Mississippi State. I'd seen some people mock him and some other drafts for the Ravens. If you say, hey, we just want to come out with another linebacker just to add competition in that room, got a Wisconsin linebacker down there. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name. Another wide receiver, Isaiah Williams out of Illinois. Oh, there's Rasheen Ali. He is all the way down there. Okay. He's still on the board. Daniel Watson, like I said, a little linebacker I watched in out of Mississippi State. I did see him a little bit. Not blown away, but, you know, he'd be a special teamer trying to kind of carve out a spot for himself maybe, you know, in a year or two at linebacker position. Evan Anderson from FAU, big nose tackle. I do know him. Big body and stuffer in there.
Yeah, you know, we know what to do with those.
So, what do we think for the very last pick?
So one of the things I wanted to kind of look at in this draft, and we didn't necessarily do it with Lobby, in the more traditional sense, was finding a guy that you feel comfortable with giving early down carries to, you know, and God forbid Derrick Henry goes down, or just, you know, you want to try to save some wear and tear on him. Just somebody that you can kind of trust to give early down carries to. And, you know, I know he's not a household name or anything like that, but I think, and I know he's only 5'8", but the power that he runs with, Kamani Vidal is a really, really interesting player to me. So he's kind of standing out.
Hey, I'd be okay with it. I mean, I know people may say, oh, they took two running backs, but I mean, when you get to 250, you know what I mean? It's not like there's a whole lot where you could say, oh, wow, I can't believe you took this guy over that guy. You know, I don't think you can make too strong argument one way or the other. And again, you know, like you said, yeah, you got King Henry, and obviously he's been dependable, but you know, other than that, let's see, you've got one other like healthy running back on the squad. Oh, hold on, I got to bring you back in, don't I? You've got Justice Hill, right? Mitchell's still coming back off an injury, so hey, let's see, we can get Chris in here for the last pick. Hey, for 250, you help us make our last pick. We can update you, Chris, on what we've done.
Oh man, I need it. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Okay.
All right. So here's what we've done. You were here for Jordan Morgan. I think you were there for Kalen Carson too.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, yeah, so we took Kalen Carson in the second round at corner. We got Dominic Puny at guard. Where were we at? Were we still in the third at that point when we got him? Yeah.
We got
him in the third. I think we got him and Booker. We went back-to-back Kansas because we traded and got an extra third-round pick. We got Javon Baker there in the fourth. We kind of took curveball. We were looking for a run ball. We were looking for a running back when we got in that fourth, fifth range. A lot of the other guys were off the board because we took Baker at 114 and went down to 149. So a lot of the name running backs that people kind of knew, mid-round guys, they were gone. So we went Dylan Lauby. We went a little bit different. A little bit different. A guy, they haven't had a skill set like that since Danny Woodhead. So we went a little bit different there. And then we took Christian Jones at offensive tackle. We got him real late. We got him at 165. And then we got Trey Taylor, the safety out of Air Force. A little bloodline, little Ed Reed bloodline situation there in the sixth round. And here we are, 250, seventh round. We're trying to decide who we're going to take.
All right, let's see. I'll turn
this around. Kerry was leaning towards another running back. He was looking at Kamani Vidal just because he kind of really liked his skill set. You know, it's not like they loaded at running back. I mean, you got Justice, you got Derrick Henry, you add Labe, but then Mitchell's still rehabbing. So, I mean, I can see it, but you got some other spots. We didn't take a linebacker, but I told him, quite honestly, I don't know any of these linebackers. I started looking at the names of the linebackers that were available other than Nathaniel Watson from Mississippi State. He's the only guy I had watched. I don't know these other guys.
We got safety. We don't have a corner, right?
Kalen Carson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Kalen Carson.
We took him.
What about defensive tackle?
We didn't take a DT.
Yeah, we didn't take a DT.
So you got Crumdy out of Mississippi State. I like him. You like him?
Yeah, I watch him. I like him. He got a nice level of violence, and, you know, I'm all about that violence.
Hey, there you go. Like you said, you look to somebody in the room who's got conviction and say, hey, who you are?
No more. That's the pick.
That's the pick. With 20, 19 seconds, there's the pick. Grundy's in. Okay. So that is the end of our draft. Here we go. There are our picks. All right. So you can see them on the screen, but if this does go out, audio too, we'll recap them here for you. So at the end of the first round, pick 32, we took Jordan Morgan out of Arizona, tackle with some guard flexibility. We made a couple trades here. I'm not going to recount all the moves around that we did. So if you hear some numbers, you're like, wait a minute, they didn't have a pick there. 62, we took the corner out of Wake Forest, Kalen Carson. 94, guard, another guy that's got some tackle flexibility. He may stick at guard in the league, but he's played tackle. Dominic Puny out of Kansas. Austin Booker, the edge out of Kansas. Javon Baker, wide receiver out of UCF at 114. Dylan Lobby, the running back slash wide receiver out of New Hampshire at 149. Christian Jones, offensive tackle out of Texas at 165. Trey Taylor, safety out of Air Force at 174. And 250, Jaden Crumdy. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing his last name correct. And then we also got the 2025 third from the Chiefs as part of one of the deals that we made. So we picked up, a pick in the top three rounds for next year's draft as well. So what do you think, Chris? You're kind of seeing this new. These are all these are all names that you're catching.
Yeah, I'm you know, familiar with all the names. I like all the games. The only two I'm not really like comfortable with, just because I didn't really study them fully, is Christian Jones and Taylor.
Yeah.
That's just because I didn't really watch them that closely. But the other ones, Kalen Carson, you know, he's one of them dudes that I love. Really patient corner, always under control. Never really gets excited like when the ball is in the air or anything like that. I love a patient cornerback. I think he's one of them steady guys. Puny, I know you put me onto him a minute ago. Just a solid dude. You watch him at the Senior Bowl. He was, you know, probably one of the most consistent players there. Austin Booker, you know, crazy traits, crazy get off, just has to get a little bit stronger, but you know, workout program, got Dr. Rush there. I like that mold to Clay. Javon Baker, you guys know I love me some Javon Baker. I think he's a dude who can come in and, you know, work well with Lamar right away, be able to provide something down the field, not just as a deep threat, but the intermediate game as well. Dylan Lobby, he's, you know, one of my favorites in this draft. You know, obviously we know his receiving chops, but I think as a runner, he's really, really underrated. And I think that goes under the radar with him, because his vision and his feet is just, it's all so in sync. And you don't really see that with a lot of running backs. Jalen Crumity. You know, that dude is just violent. He's violent getting off the ball. And you see those flashes. It's not consistent, but you see those flashes of where you're like, ooh, we can work with that. You know, we can work with that level of athleticism. We can work with that level of veracity that he comes off the ball with. So, yeah, I like it.
Violence always plays. Kerry, what do you think, man? How do you feel? You were in the big chair making the decisions. The action was coming fast and furious in those later rounds and the trades. So how do you feel after, you know, you can come downstairs, do your post-draft presser?
Yeah, I think we did well, man. I think we handled ourselves well under pressure. A couple of those picks came really, really right down to the wire.
At the wire.
But, I mean, honestly, it's a real kind of a blessing when you can kind of hit all your needs but not sacrifice value to do it. And I feel like we did that with some of the trade downs. It allowed us to make some quality picks, but make them at positions that will help us. That third round of Puny and Booker, I think is a really, really, is really, really nice work in the 90s to get those dudes. You know, Booker is a guy that has some traits that you know, you can put him in the room and not have a lot of pressure to do a whole lot early on, but he can learn from, you know, Chuck, and he can learn from Kyle Van Noy what it takes to, you know, really be an NFL pass rusher. And he has the length and the juice and the traits that you want to see. Puni being another multi-dimensional offensive lineman that fits what we want to see as far as athleticism at the line position. I think we got more athletic on the line for sure. And then Javon Baker, to do that kind of work and still get a Javon Baker in the fourth round, a player that I would have been comfortable taking in the third round, somebody that has legit starting caliber talent, has the size to play in the perimeter, but also has a game that can fit with Lamar as far as a short and intermediate target, and will fit well with Zay Flowers. I thought we did excellent, man. I'm really, really happy with the draft we were able to pull together.
I like it. I like it too. I think you guys hit on everything. You talked about all the players. You talked about the blend of the player and the value. Also need. I do. I like it a lot. I'm a big fan of it. Obviously, there's several names on here that I like, so I got that bias, but. Yeah, I like it, man. And even though it was, what, an hour and 21 minutes for us, it does feel like it's been 3 days. So unless you guys got any, you know, closing thoughts or final thoughts, we'll get up out of here. I'll try to get this posted tonight, so it'll be out on the feed for people tomorrow. You know, we'll do the video show, and I'll probably put it out audio too, just if people want to listen through. I think we talked through things enough where people can still kind of follow along with what we were doing, even in audio. But I'll get the video show out first for sure.
Yeah. And one more thing I'll mention too. Don't forget that 2025 third. I mean, I'm looking back and looking at the needs now of the team to pretty much hit on every need with quality and still leave the draft with a third round pick in 2025. I think that's excellent work.
Yeah, kudos to you. Kudos to you as a GM. I do think that's great to come out of there with this caliber of a draft class in terms of the prospects. You know, we'll see what the NFL holds for them, but we're judging them based on what we know about them right now coming into the league. And then to get that pick, yeah, I'm a big fan of that. I'm a big fan of that. So, hey, appreciate y'all. As always, this was another fun one. You know, definitely, you know, share your feedback. Let us know what you think about it. You like it, you love it, you hate it, whatever. You know, we know all that's going to come anyway. That's just part of doing mocks. But, yeah, we would take all the feedback, all the interaction, and then we'll be counting down. Like I said, when this gets posted, it'll be Monday draft week, and you know, we just a few days from the beginning of the draft starting. So, you know, that's always exciting. It's been so much buildup, but it'll finally be here. So I'm looking forward to that, man. It's going to be a good time. I think we're all going to be on with Coach Evans Thursday night for the first round. Yeah. Is that right?
Oh, yep.
Yeah. All three of us? Yeah. So you can definitely look to check us out there on his YouTube channel, Sip to Tally Films, for his draft show that first round. I think Coach is doing all 3 days, but we'll be on for that first round, and then, you know, probably have some other folks as the draft goes on too. So definitely tap in and check that out. But until then, we're going to get out of here. Hey, appreciate y'all. Y'all be good. Peace.
Peace.